This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. And I am sitting here pouring a nice, exciting drink right now to enjoy hour number two of Radio Law Talk.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Yeah, and I'm
You got to clarify when you say I'm pouring a drink there. It's what do you have there?
I'm not going to say it because they don't sponsor us.
Well, okay, all right. You know, we're not going to say what Fred is drinking, but I love hiking in the mountains where there's dew.
Would you stop?
You know, and if I'm on a diet.
Well, I'm glad you're on a diet, because I'm on a diet constantly, a seafood diet.
Yeah, die. It's die with a T.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to have a excellent show today. Todd and I and Cal, the three musketeers, the three little boys, the whatever you want to call us, the three crazies, the three little pigs, the three, what else is there, three?
No, just don't call us late for dinner.
Three Stooges.
Yes. Three Stooges. That's the better one, Cal. Are here at Radio Law Talk. It's the 16th of October, 2021. A beautiful day in the West Coast. Life's great, isn't it? Sometimes you just have to say thank you, God, for the wonderful life that we all have. Everybody, to some degree, I'm a true believer that no matter where you are on the rung in life, just look at the positive and try to figure out, there's got to be something good here, right?
That is anecdotal.
It's very anecdotal because this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Not even local counsel. Just seek a law lawyer if you have questions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're not giving legal advice. Go to our website, RadioLawTalk.com, and look. You can see our pictures. And I'm going to doctor the picture up a little more to make myself look better, too. Because I forgot, and that's kind of an older photo. But I can still make myself look better with a little bit of airbrushing and stuff like that. That's what I want to do, Cal.
The miracle of airbrushing.
That's exactly right. And look, here's the deal. The deal is, we're going to have some fun today. We're going to talk about Brett Favre. And there's two sides of the story there on his potential lawsuit against him if he doesn't pay some money back, and I'm kind of on Favre's side. But anyway,
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, so anyway, then we've got the NFL not for long concerning an attorney, and Supreme Court justices bickering. What was it you said, Todd, about the bickering? You were laughing. You said something. I wish I could remember.
It was like a boxing match. Yeah. I expect we're not going to say the thing because it's trademarked.
No.
But I could see what's a buffer coming out doing his trademark, and now we have Kagan and Kavanaugh.
Right. We're going to talk about that, which has kind of changed the way things have been in the past. Things are getting more heated nowadays, and also we're not going to talk about this, but I started to read an article there. Now they're talking about possibly, bringing on more justices and having a bigger Supreme Court. It's like, stop, guys, stop. You officials out there that are politicians, stop all this stuff, right? Come on, guys, just leave it alone. It's fine. It rolls back and forth to when there's more liberals on it and more conservative. It just is going to go back and forth. That's part of life.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it. There was a commission that was there was a commission that our president said about to review.
Yeah. And why would a president call a commission? To give him a conclusion he wants to hear.
Of course. And we're not politically, but still, you're right.
Any president, not just.
Drives me nuts.
But the one thing that I did like is that, and we'll cover this, I didn't see anything clear cut in that commission's little decision, but I think that the manner in which they went about it, exemplifies exactly why you probably shouldn't touch the Supreme Court.
It's exactly right. The Supreme, and actually, liberal or conservative type person on the Supreme Court, they're probably saying the same thing. Guys, leave it alone. Leave it alone, you know? And actually, you know what? If they do try to add more Supreme Court justices, probably the United States Supreme Court's going to hear it, whether or not on a lawsuit to determine whether or not they are allowed to do that or should do that, right?
Yeah, you know, the whole thing's about they want to promote integrity and people's faith in the Supreme Court. Honestly, I think that the having universal faith in the integrity of the Supreme Court is a fallacy. You're always going to have some people that like what they do and some people that don't like what they do, as they have with every other branch of government.
Like a baseball umpire in the Dodgers-Giants game.
Oh, don't get me started with that one there, Cal.
It's the same thing. The umpire is always going to be 50% wrong.
If you don't see the head of the bat on a check swing, it's not a strike, especially for the third strike of the final out of the... I digress.
Ooh,
I digress.
We got Giants fans here. We have Giants fans here.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Maxwell and Epstein, and then we're going to do the most interesting thing that we like to do, which Cal has set us up for a case or no case. So do we have time at least to lay the facts out, Cal?
I think we do. So
let's just lay the facts out.
Lay the open right here, and we'll see how it goes.
Sorry, now it's time to play case or no case.
Now to Tule Lake, California, where they grow elephant garlic when they have water, where fired Sheriff's Deputy Fred Barnes lived in town and had a bunch of black labs. He let them free, and the local sheriff, his former boss, who's also the dog catcher, by the way, went out there one time, and here he saw these four black labs out there running from the same litter. Everybody knew the dogs belonged to Fred, and so the sheriff's office picked them up and took them into the kennel. And Fred was upset about that. He was told that because this, your dogs are not licensed, they're not microchipped, they're not spayed, they're not neutered, they're not vaccinated. You want your dogs back, Fred? $225 each for four dogs. Fred Barnes about bit his former boss, the sheriff, and said, you can't do this to me. They weren't hurting anybody, and if you just let them be, I wouldn't be on the hook for this $1,000. Said the sheriff, you better make up your mind, Fred. In two more days, they go up for adoption, and if they're not taken, then they will be euthanized. Fred went to his savings account, pulled out the money, sprung the dogs, and immediately decided to see about recovering his cash. He said it was selective prosecution because he used to be a deputy. And Fred says, my dogs were in doggy jail. He knew the sheriff was looking for a chance to dognap his pooches and embarrass him. So he went to a lawyer, who was the local judge's cousin, by the way, and asked about recovery of his proposed money on those or any other grounds. And so I'm going to ask you, Todd, we can start with you, if you think this is a case or no case.
Oh, brother. You know, so in theory, if this is a case, I think Fred has a leg to stand on, albeit a dog leg. And here's why. Because the sheriff was saying, pay the fine. If you don't, the dogs will be adopted and or euthanized. Well, there's this thing called due process, which means you're going to destroy the property before I have been found guilty of the infraction or whatever it is that the destruction or sale is based on. That's putting the cart before the horse. And so if there is a cause of action, I would say that Fred might have a leg to stand on. He might have a claim, albeit ultimately found in violation because it's a local ordinance probably that you have to have your dogs microchipped and licensed and vaccinated.
And it's supposed to be on a leash.
Right. Yeah. So if it were an actual scenario, I think that he would have a case. But I'm going to go with it's no case.
Okay, Fred, we have about 1 minute left, so you can give us, Cal, if you want to give us your verdict.
No, I do not. I want to wait until the minute's over,
okay,
and then I will opine about what's going on here. And as usual, I will do an excellent job, and it will be right down the middle, and I will be right again. At least that's what I think.
And you'll be the last guy standing, and you'll have the money.
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying.
Then I woke up. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up, right here.
Available 9 to noon.
Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. info@radiolawtalk.com.
Okay, we were doing the case or no case, and the scenario was is that a sheriff who used to work for the sheriff's department, no longer worked for the sheriff's department, has four dogs, and his buddy, the other sheriff, came and took and came because the dogs were running around the town, and he said, "Look, I'm going to fine you $250 or approximately that, and if you don't pay it, I'm going to take these dogs and I'm going to, adopt them out, etc." So he paid the $1,000 back. Can't pay the $1,000. Who knows what the sheriff did with the $1,000? Maybe he went to a Brick Oven or something like that and ate some good pizza. Hey, that's a shout out for Brick Oven, by the way. That's a good pizza place. And only Cal and I probably know where that is.
He won't give the name of the drink to eat.
No, because this is a big mega company, okay. And I'm shouting out a small little restaurant. That's Brick Oven, BRICKOVEN.com. They have the best salads and the best, and they are based out of Utah, just so you know.
And they sell Diet Mountain Dew there.
Do they really? Golly.
If only there was a correlation between those two.
It was too easy.
So what I say is this, Cal.
Yeah.
This is what I say.
Yes.
I say you're back at your studio in Northern California, and I've been there, and you're tired of the dogs running around loose, because I've seen loose dogs around the studio, because you're near kind of a cross between downtown and homes, and you're sick and tired of it, and you decided to do a case or no case about it, so it's a scenario but not a case.
Fair enough. And I guess we get to ask Denise now. Denise, do you have an opinion on this? Please share.
I do.
Okay. About Brick Oven or Diet Mountain Dew or the ducks?
And that opinion is?
I think that the sheriff was extorting money. So I think that the sheriff actually committed a crime. So I'm not sure what the suit was about, but I don't want to agree with my cohorts. And I don't want you to get 2 points, Cal. So I'm going to say it's a case, and he wins.
All right. Fair enough. I'm going to give you the answer now, because that's the kind of man that I am. Remember, Diet Mountain Dew and Brick Oven with your salad. And don't mention...
Have you ever eaten there before, Cal?
I haven't. They're great.
Cal, let's do a shout-out. Look, we're shout-outing. Let's shout-out the little Mexican restaurant, again, because we have over 100 affiliates, that we eat at, that would comp us, and we try to pay them, and it's a little place in Red Bluff, California, off I-5, and we were traveling through, kind of, because we're not going to tell you where we go, because it's all secret, and they comped us our meal, because we're Radio Law Talk people, and it's a little Ma and Pa Sharp. What's it called, Cal?
I can't remember.
Oh, my heavens, the best. I'm going to look it up.
Fred doesn't remember.
I don't remember the name of it, but
I remember the lunch. It was great.
It's in Red Bluff. What's that road it's off of?
It's on North Main Street.
Okay, I'll look it up. Keep going, Cal.
So, Denise, you say no case. Todd, you say...
No, I said case, and he loses.
And Todd and Fred say no case.
We said no case.
Okay, well, let's get down to this then. Those of you who say this was a case, that was Denise, right? Good job, Denise. Way to go. However, it is... No case.
Cal, is that true that you have people, dogs running around near your studio?
No, there was a neighbor of mine. See, the city limit number on dogs is 4, and a neighbor of mine has 11 dogs. And every time we go out there to do some work on that side of the building, they all come up to the fence and they bark at me. The little chihuahuas want to bite me, and the big German shepherds want to lick my hand. I don't know. I just get tired of that, you know. And by the way, the amount of money you pay to get a dog back. My dog, Punkin' the Wonder Dog, got away. And so when I got Punkin' the Wonder Dog, it cost us $107.50 to get her back. That's expensive. So I just thought that I would use that for the phony baloney scenario.
Well, that was a good one.
You know, somewhere out there, I believe my mom is listening to the show. We had a dog growing up named Butch who used to get out all the time. And right now, my mom is going, man, if we'd had to pay $250 to get that dog back, none of my kids had gone to college.
I was tempted to say, well, Punkin, it's been nice to know you. I was tempted, but I didn't. Okay, next... We have a group of lawyers going after a major meat processor. That'll be next hour on Case or No Case. And in the meantime, that's it. Or Conk.
Well, the most important thing is I'm trying to find, I know it's between, I'm almost positive I know which one it is. I'm going to say this. Isn't it Guadalajara?
It's Guadalajara, yes.
Guadalajara Mexican restaurant. Shout out, 357, there are 4.5 stars.
Oh,
when
yeah.
You're in Red Bluff, California, or you're on I-5 going toward Oregon, and anywhere in California, heading toward, you know, I don't know, Bay Area, Los Angeles, whatever, you're heading toward Oregon, you're going to stop in a small town called Red Bluff, California, and we're shouting out Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant. And not because they gave us our meal free, because it is excellent.
Yep, and they're good.
Excellent good Mexican people. Food.
You know what I'd
I'm
love
telling
to,
you.
You know what I'd love to see right now?
I want that.
Like
now.
Some of our listeners in Pennsylvania.
Drive.
Or, you know, I would love to see them. DoorDash.
Me too.
DoorDash a meal from Guadalajara Restaurant in Redding, California.
Hey, okay. You know what?
Estimated time of arrival, 4 days.
Guess what? Here's their phone number. I want you guys, our listeners, to call them. Say, we just heard you on national radio. We just want to say, when we're there, we're going to come see you. Just so they're going to go, what? Were those radio guys? 530-527-0523. I just say, do something for someone that's done something for you, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's you know, yes. Just return the favor, and they didn't do it because they wanted to be put on the radio, because 530-527-0523, 530-527-0523.
I want to see Chili Relleno from Guadalajara on a plate sitting right here on this audio console. Ooh. That's what I want to see.
So my friends in Tennessee, because I used to practice law in Tennessee.
Stop doing shout-outs.
You all listening. That's the number you call. What's that number, Fred, for Guadalajara Restaurant? That's the one you call just to say you heard it here.
It is 530-527-0523. So you heard it here, and that is a great – oh, man. You know what's the best part of it, Cal?
What's
remember,
it?
Did you watch how many chips I ate in salsa? Their salsa, it's or their pico de gallo with salsa and stuff in it, was fabulous. It just – I don't know what the deal is. I just couldn't stop. Maybe that's why I'm fat.
They put an addictive chemical in it to make you crave it for it nightly.
All right, yeah, we're coming back to talk about – we're going to talk about Brett Favre and the NFL not for long. About an attorney, and then Supreme Court justices bickering. We'll be back.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A Chicago judge has banned the police union president from making public statements on the city's COVID-19 policy as the standoff over vaccine mandates sparked dueling lawsuits. The dispute between Mayor Lori Lightfoot and police union head John Catanzara has made the city the latest flashpoint in a deeply polarized debate over vaccines.
People need to show up. They need to do their jobs. If they are placed into a no-pay status, when that time, if that time ever comes, they're going to be told that by a supervisor.
Lightfoot sought and received an injunction against Catanzara Friday when the judge issued a 10-day restraining order that bans him from making statements that encourage members not to report their vaccination status.
I am telling you right now, it is an improper order. It is illegal. It is the same as the mayor telling you you have to do it. Refuse that order.
Catanzara Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting
it. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ever. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Don't forget, you have professional athletes and movie stars and radio hosts from Radio Law Talk. What they do is they do all these spots for people for millions of dollars. Us for free, but anyway,
so far
we're making nothing and or very little, and what happens is they get paid, a lot of them get paid for of spots for the government, or what do you call those, their
endorsements
like stuff, yeah, like that, but they call them
public safety
that's right, public services, and they get paid money to do that. I always thought, you know, at the very beginning, I always thought, oh man, those movie stars are just doing this to be nice. No, they get paid to do these public service spots. And in Mississippi, Brett Favre, I know it's not Brent, Brett Favre, was doing, a Mr. Jeopardy, by the way, was doing some spots for the state of Mississippi, right? Or the welfare somehow, and I don't know the details of what type of spot it was, but it was a public service one. And they pay him for that. And apparently it was some sort of scam or illegally using some funds to do these public service, not him.
It was alleged to be, yes.
Alleged. And what happens is now they say, Brett, you got to pay that money back because, number one, you didn't do the spots, and number two, they were improperly used money out of the government to do those spots. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Oh, and you should have looked into it, Brett. Go ahead, Todd. You had a comment about that. But what's interesting is Todd and I are like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Look, so whoever from the Department of Welfare, whatever, contracted with Brett Favre to have him do spots, you know, Favre is just doing spots like he does everywhere else for his usual fee. Now, when this first came to light, it's not right now. paid $1.1 million, right? He has already paid back $500,000. When he paid back the $500,000, he thought it was done. And now the state's coming after him again. So, you know what? We want you to pay back the other $600,000 to make $1.1 million, and we want, what, $228,000 in interest.
Oh, come on.
And so they want this from him, right? And they sent him a letter. They sent, and in the letter, because Favre said, look, I didn't know that this was illegal. I was hired to do this like I'm hired by any other company or government agency to do spots for them. You guys were no different. And in the letter they sent back to him, they said that he knew or had reason to know through the exercise of reasonable diligence.
Ridiculous.
That the expenditures were illegal and or the dispositions were unlawful.
Oh,
ridiculous.
Come on.
Now, this is not a criminal matter. There's no criminal charges pending at all.
That's right. There's no criminal charges pending. It's like I got two bones to pick with this.
One
is with the news agencies that run the headlines. Because the headlines read along the lines of Favre ordered to repay $828,000 for illegal welfare funds or face lawsuit. Okay, that makes it sound like Favre was on welfare.
He drew welfare and now has to pay it all back.
Yeah.
Or I thought, because I'm a family law attorney, I thought maybe that the welfare people paid, like, one of his baby mamas, money, and that he now owed that money. That's what I thought when I first saw this.
So when you peel the onion of all the news stories, it comes out that he had done spots, and they claimed that he was...
Public service announcements.
Yeah. They claimed that he wasn't... Now, what they're saying is he missed speaking engagements for which he was paid, and he said, I did the spots, the public service announcements I was supposed to get. Now here's the issue that I have with the state's case. There's this thing called agency.
Yes.
Okay. If I have a company and somebody in my company contracts with somebody else, but I held that person out as an agent for my company, they had the authority to do so. Guess what? I'm on the hook for what they did. I can't go back and collect from the person they made a contract with because this person here may have messed up in securing that contract. Here with this case, this agency had a director, had a head. That agency director that had been empowered by the state to act on that agency's behalf, he had the authority to enter into these contracts with Brett Favre for public service announcement spots, for which Brett Favre performed. And if the state now has an issue with what their agent did in contracting it, that doesn't mean they can go get the money back from Favre. Favre could go back to the state and say, I relied on the word of the agent you held out as your representative. He entered into this agreement. You're stuck.
But if a civil case came out of this, they would sue, the state of Mississippi would sue for unjust enrichment, and they probably would win. But I don't know if they're going to get interest.
That's the
part that I think is a little oddball.
I think that I don't know if they would win on unjust enrichment for this reason. If Favre can go back and say, I did X number of spots, public service announcements, my normal fee for doing that was Y, and when you multiply X by Y, it comes to $1.1 million. And this is what I give everybody, and you knew it when you signed up with me. I don't see that that's – it would only be unjust enrichment if he was paid for PSAs and spots that he never did. But if he can show that he did that and he was compensated at his normal rate for endorsements, I don't see how the state has a leg to stand on here. But that's the second time I've used the leg to stand on thing. I'm not going to use it again because I don't want to overuse my colloquialisms. But
good call. That was a long word you used. That was really cool.
Well, I
that was very intelligent.
I bought a thesaurus. So,
did you go to Mississippi?
I did not.
Mississippi.
Can we use it in a sentence? Yes. The word you have to spell is Mississippi. Oh, great.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay. All right. Somebody.
All right. We done with Favre? All right. Let's talk about the NFL. Disqualified. Look, here's the deal. There's a lawyer named Bob Blitz, right?
Interesting name for an NFL lawyer.
My name's Bob Blitz. Job. You got it.
What's your name? Bill Golong.
And Fred Red Dog.
Fred Red Dog. Okay.
Bill what? No?
Go long. Like, go long. Way long, you know.
Yeah. With
Jim post route.
I got that.
And,
I got that.
Red Dog is in Blitz.
What's Denise giving the funny look at you for?
I don't know. Well, look, Denise is here, so anything that can be taken as an innuendo, she will. Even though she is supposed to be the one that mellows all of us out. She is the voice of reason. She's the one that keeps us in line. And usually the one that pokes the bear. But yes, we're back to the NFL.
Bob Blitz is the attorney that's involved in, you know, Rams relocated from St. Louis to Los Angeles,
right? That's right.
And that's what happens with these NFL teams. They jump, right? Okay, we're not getting enough revenue. The people aren't supporting us. Maybe you start living.
You won't build us a new stadium.
Yeah, that's true. Won't build us a new stadium. So they move back, which, by the way, and, you know, we are politically neutral, but this isn't a political thing. Kind of the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life, two teams, L.A. Rams and the L.A. Chargers. I just think that's weird, you know, but I like the San Diego Chargers. But
I know. So if only there was anything like the New York Jets and the New York Giants.
I know. That was stupid. That's still stupid.
Oh, yeah.
That's still dumb.
Isn't there a Mets, too?
Well, yeah, but they don't play football.
Yeah, but this.
You got the New York Mets, the New York Giants, the New York Yankees.
New York Yankees.
That's right. Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox.
Well, that's New York. I'm talking about California. It's a little bit different.
Where's the Red Sox?
Chicago White Sox. Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Yeah. Where's your anecdotal little?
I don't know. We've got so the Rams go from St. Louis back to L.A. And St. Louis is up in arms, file a lawsuit trying to contest it. And Blitz is one of the lead attorneys for the law firm representing St. Louis to say, you guys shouldn't have left.
How we screw them, what, do we screw them and how, that firm?
Do we cheat them and how?
Oh, do we cheat them and how?
Yes.
And what happens after that?
Same difference.
We are having so much fun today. I don't even want to talk about the law. Let's just shoot the bull.
I don't know. Fred's proposed law firm reminded me of health class, but so.
That was old.
So anyway, so this is what happens. They file, and the NFL comes in.
I know.
And the NFL comes in and says, oh,
Look how late he is.
I have to find the page that has the ring.
We're a bunch of freaking idiots.
The NFL enters the.
Wait a minute!
Me of
I'm the host
here.
Health
class.
There we go. Okay.
He's playing our things like 3 minutes late. It's like, oh, we are so off today. Go ahead.
Have to find the page for it.
We like to talk a little bit about this, and we're going on break. Ting. It's like Cal, it's the wrong time. We'll be back after this to try to get through this segment. Oh my gosh, if you are doing this to learn something, you're wrong. This is for pure entertainment. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. This is Radio Sometimes Law Talk.
I'll get to the break in a few minutes. Just stand by. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat diabetes.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
826-10.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
After the buffoons were having a good time in the last segment, we were talking about the NFL and the Bob Blitz. So why don't you finish what you're saying? Oh, my gosh, you finally did it right. Why don't you go ahead and finish what you're saying?
Sure. So Blitz is... He's the lead lawyer, one of the lead lawyers for the plaintiffs that are suing the NFL over the relocation of the Rams from St. Louis back to L.A. And the NFL is trying to have him removed from the lawsuit because the NFL is claiming that Blitz is going to be one of the witnesses they want to call should the matter go to trial. And you can't...
Because Blitz was on the committee trying to get the move, right?
He had something to do with it. And the fact is, you can't be a lawyer and a witness in the same case.
That's very true.
But this is a municipal entity he's part of representing, right? The people that built the stadium to get him there and all that stuff. Isn't that correct?
Come again?
Okay, so the city of St. Louis and the county and all those people, they got together and built the stadium to get the Rams to come to St. Louis. And they're leaving, and I think he represents...
Well, they left. Yeah,
I'm saying, but I think he represents that entity that helped put
the
stadium together.
He is representing the party that is upset because the Rams left.
The agreed party.
Yes, the bride that was left at the altar, if you will.
And he previously represented the party that built the new stadium. So it looks
the new stadium in L.A.? for where the Rams went to, or the stadium in St. Louis that they used to lure the Rams from L.A. to begin with.
Can we stop now?
Who's on first?
The fact of the fact of the matter
it's
is
Riverfront, so it has to be okay. St. Louis.
Well, River.
That's all I can say.
Okay. The fact of the matter is the NFL claims he has a conflict and he's going to be their witness.
And to be honest with you, you cannot be an attorney and be neutral and be a witness in a case.
In the same case.
Yes.
Yes. And so it's going to be, you know, right now, he is saying, Blitz and the plaintiffs are saying, whoa, hold up. This is not a good faith argument on the part of the NFL. The NFL is only doing this to stick it to Blitz so that just to force us to have to get a different attorney. He's not really a material witness, you know. What are they going to do? They're going to call him to come in, and the extent of his testimony will be like, do you know what the word NFL stands, the letters NFL stand for, National Football League or not for long, depending on whether you've talked to Jerry Glanville. Yes, no further questions. That's not a material witness. But, you know, we'll see how that plays out.
You know, I've had cases where the attorney on the other side has put in their declaration basically things that should be in their client's declaration. And I've gotten a disqualification of an attorney on the basis that they have now put themselves in the position to become a witness. So it's also a very effective legal tactic.
That was one of the things when I was a DA that I used to be very careful of, and folks that I supervised be very careful of having them. It's like, look, I know you want to have contact with the witnesses, you know, day before trial. You want to say you're going to be here, you're going to do this. But if you talk to them and you don't have an investigator present, you're the only one talking to that witness, and they start to talk to you about what's going on, what they're going to testify to, things, especially if their testimony is somewhat different than the reports that you got. Guess what? They just made a statement, and there's only one witness to that statement, and that's you, and you've now made yourself a witness in the case. So you have to disclose the new statement, and arguably, it makes it difficult for you to be the prosecutor because you're the witness to the statement.
Yep.
So it's a tough thing for attorneys sometimes to deal with.
I can tell Fred is intrigued by that possibility.
Oh, Fred's over there playing Sudoku or something, right? At this point, he's like, he checked out like 5 minutes ago. Good heavens.
Yeah.
Can we talk about something else?
Yeah, he's like,
Didn't Supreme Court justices have a throwdown on the record we can talk about?
That's what I was more interested in, all honesty. So it was interesting to hear Kagan and Kavanaugh and what they're quibbling about. It's the Boston, the bombing of the Boston Marathon. That case is up on appeal. The appellate court overturned the death sentence, saying that there was evidence that didn't come in that should have come in. And so they upheld the conviction, the appellate court, but they said he shouldn't have death. Well, they said it needs to go back down to determine evidence whether or not he should have the death penalty. That is one of the bombers. That's the brother. Don't forget the other brother killed himself or was shot. I can't remember.
He was killed.
He was killed. Yeah, so this is the one brother that was, I think this was hiding in the boat, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was the younger brother.
Yep, the boat man.
He was 19 years old at the time that this happened.
Yeah, he was the younger brother, and the argument was that the older brother was the domineering older brother, and he was just going along with what Big Brother wanted.
Right, and the evidence would have been mitigating circumstances, and it was not let in that his older brother had murdered, literally, three other people.
Allegedly, a question that he may have murdered, have been involved in a triple homicide with three other people. And that's a huge distinction, because if it was that he actually did that, you can show it. But if it's that this may have happened, I understand why a trial judge may have said, well, wait a second, you want me to confuse the jury on the whether or not this guy is the younger brother is guilty of murder, and you want now the jury to go off on this tangent and come up with some sort of ruling about what the older brother may have done.
No complete evidence of it, just possibly.
And so the trial judge decided that there wasn't enough, it was too speculative to present this to the jury because it would take them off on a tangent to figure this out, and the appellate court disagreed with that ruling.
And I agree with the appellate court. You know why?
Why?
Because it doesn't matter if the older brother did or did not commit those other murders. It matters whether or not the youngest brother believed him to have done it. Because the defense for the younger brother was that he was under the control and of his older brother, and that he just kind of went along with the show because he was afraid of him.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if the older brother did it or didn't. If the younger brother believed him to have done it, then that may have created the fear and, you know, sealed the deal and on the control aspect.
And it doesn't mean that the death sentence might not have been imposed. It's just the defense is just arguing that should at least have been brought in. Doesn't mean he still wouldn't have got the death penalty, but that evidence should have been brought in or possible evidence, Todd.
Well, okay, so here's the problem that I see with that. The younger brother did not testify. The younger brother, he did not testify in his own defense. So when you start talking about what he may or may not have believed, none of that evidence can come in unless he testifies and says, I believe my older brother killed somebody. Nobody else can. You can't argue for the defense that this all stuff happened and that this had an effect on the younger brother if the younger brother never testified and we don't have anything that he said there. Now the jury's being asked to speculate about what the older brother did, and they're being asked to speculate about what, if any, effect it had on the younger brother. All the while, there's been no evidence from the younger brother that this actually affected me because I knew this. There was no evidence of that.
That was Kavanaugh's argument. And Kagan argued that it's a defense, and defendants don't testify a lot of the time, but they're still allowed to bring defenses. And so this is the question that's at hand and before the Supreme Court is, can that be a defense? Was it should have been allowed as a defense? Should the evidence have come in to, you know, corroborate, if you will, his defense?
And I agree with Justice Kavanaugh. The only way a defendant should be able to get in evidence about what they perceived is if that evidence comes in from that defendant. You can't bring in evidence that the defendant perceived this and that's why they did it, and then have the jury have to guess that that's what the defendant perceived. You've got to have some sort of testimony from the defendant saying, I was afraid of my older brother because I thought he had killed some people. There was no evidence of that.
And hence, that's why we're talking about this story, is because me being Kagan and you being Kavanaugh, they got into a bickering, you know, contest,
which
is never happening.
Yeah.
They're never supposed to, you know, create that kind of a front in the public. They're supposed to be, you know,
somewhat neutral.
Polite.
Yes.
To each other, and yet that didn't happen here.
Yeah, they probably had discussions like this at the conference when they talk about cases behind closed doors, but to do it in front of those arguing the cases, that's a different
What's the words you said you wanted to say about this? There was like a certain phrase you said that we were, you know.
I said they were bickering, and then I said it was like a boxing match. They were, you know, we're getting ready to throw down. But
well, when we come back, third hour, we're going to talk about Epstein and Maxwell case. Actually, it's the Maxwell case, and we've got a lot more coming in hour three. Hold on. Put your seatbelts on, Cal.
This is Radio Law Talk, live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time, on RadioLawTalk.com and on many super radio stations around this great land of ours. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.